Hello and welcome once again to the Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Honkamp, and I come to you today from my hermitage here in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V in Chicago, Illinois. Today is Friday of the sixth week of Easter, May 15th, 2026. And our passage for reflection today is from the Gospel of St. John, where he writes, "When a woman is in labor, she is in anguish because her hour has arrived. But when she has given birth to a child, she no longer remembers the pain because of her joy that a child has been born into the world. So you also are now in anguish, but I will see you again, and your hearts will rejoice, and no one will take your joy away from you." In the Gospel of John, Jesus gives us an image that is both intimate and universal, a woman in labor. It is an image of real pain, raw, unavoidable, consuming, but it is also an image of something else, a joy so deep that it transforms the meaning of the pain that came before it. When a woman is in labor, she is in anguish, he says, but when she has given birth, she no longer remembers the pain because of her joy. Jesus does not deny the anguish. He renames it. He honors it. He does not rush past it with easy consolation. Instead, he tells his disciples, and so us, that sorrow is real, but it is not final. There was once a parishioner, an older woman named Margaret, who came to church every morning. She sat in the same pew, prayed her rosary slowly, and often lingered after Mass ended. One day, a younger man noticed her tears and gently asked her if she was okay. She told him her son had been away from the church for nearly 20 years. "I feel like I'm losing him," she said. "Every day feels like waiting and grieving." Months passed. Then one morning, Margaret was not alone. Her son stood beside her, awkward, unsure, but present. He had returned. After Mass, Margaret again wept. But these were different tears. "I can't even remember all the years of pain," she said quietly. "It feels like something new has been born." The anguish had been real. The waiting had been long. But joy had the final word. Jesus speaks these words on the night before his passion. The cross is near. The disciples are about to scatter. Everything will seem lost. And yet he dares to speak of joy, not a fragile happiness that depends on circumstances, but a joy rooted in relationship. He says, "I will see you again, and your hearts will rejoice." This joy comes not from avoiding suffering, but from encountering Christ through it and beyond it. Christian joy is not the absence of pain, it is the presence of someone. Each of us knows something of this labor, the quiet grief of a broken relationship, the anxiety of uncertainty about the future, the hidden burdens we carry that no one else sees, the slow ache of prayer that seems unanswered. In these moments, it can feel like the anguish is all there is. But Jesus invites us to trust that something is being born, not always in ways we can see immediately, not always in ways we would choose, but always with the promise that he is at work, even in the darkness. The resurrection does not erase the cross. It transforms it. And no one will take your joy away from you. This is a bold promise in a fragile world. Everything we know seems temporary. Health, relationships, stability. But Jesus speaks of a joy that is untouchable because it is rooted in him. It is the joy of knowing we are not alone, the joy of being held even in suffering, the joy of a love that death itself cannot destroy. This joy may begin quietly, like a child's first breath, but it grows, it deepens, and one day it will be complete. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you who entered into our suffering and transformed it from within, teach us to trust you in our moments of anguish. When we feel the weight of wanting, when joy seems distant or impossible, remind us that you are near, working in hidden ways, bringing new life. Give us the grace to hold on, to believe that something is being born even in our pain, and lead us at last into that joy which no one can take away from us. We ask this in the name of Jesus, our Lord. Amen. If you found a blessing in this reflection today, I invite you to return here each and every day to my hermitage, where we take a look at a small portion of Scripture and apply its deeper meaning to our spiritual journeys. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.